This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. United Airlines said today it's going to furlough 16,000 people come October 1st when restrictions tied to federal bailout money go away. The good part, if you can call it that, is that that 16,000 is less than half the furloughs United had been guessing they would have to do. I gave this a quick nod yesterday. We will dig in a bit today. I'm talking about American manufacturing. It is doing really well. An index out this week showed the highest level of activity since 2018, which, yeah, wasn't that long ago, but is a really long time ago, you know? Now, how long can that last? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
So the PMI says business is good for U.S. manufacturers. And you know what? Business is good for Michael Arreton, CEO of Sterling Drive Ventures.
We're now going gangbusters. We're, you know, virtually at capacity in production. We've hired people. We're looking to hire more people.
The company makes plastic parts, swabs for coronavirus test kits, window parts, also toys. It's all going very well. Overall, factory shipments in the economy are only down 3.5% from February. Manufacturing feels like it's coming back. Manufacturing is also suffering. Harlan Stone is CEO of HMTX Industries.
This is really, truly, this is the weirdest time I've ever seen.
HMTX makes luxury vinyl flooring. It manufactures outside the U.S. but sells into the U.S. market. It's had record sales and record revenue, but there's a but.
Whereas our home improvement business is great, we also supply to hotels and restaurants, a separate segment of the economy, and that is badly depressed. So it's really a tale of two cities.
On the whole, it seems there's more positive than negative in manufacturing for now. Sam Coffin is an economist with UBS.
What's going on right now, we think, is that businesses are refilling their inventories. They're restocking after this period in which they couldn't buy stuff. After that period of restocking, there could be a bit of a pause.
Could be a long pause, and same goes for the economy as a whole. Ernie Tedeschi is an economist at Evercore ISI.
It's going to take much longer than just a few months. It's going to take years. This recovery is looking more and more like it will be like the recovery from the Great Recession.
Tedeschi says after the 08 recession, the country didn't reach full employment for probably around a decade, if at all. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.